Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Now, Anthony, and indeed Joseph, is now on the line. Anthony, you're saying that O'Donovan Rossa Bridge in central Dublin between the Four Courts and the Dublin City offices, it's an unusual bridge in that, one, the traffic goes from north to south only. And secondly, a lot of people would not know because buses don't cross over that bridge because basically there's nowhere for them to go. But you're saying, Anthony, it's an open-air drugs market from 9 to 5.
Yeah, it is, Joe. Yeah, every day on that bridge, on one side of the bridge, one area footpath, there's about 10 or 12 guys who are dealing drugs constantly. And as I say, it's kind of like a 9 to 5 job for these fellas. And it's very open. It's very in your face. And now the guards, in fairness, you know, they do come along and you see them getting searched and things like that.
Well, it's about 3 minutes from one of the biggest Garda stations in the city, the Bridewell Garda station, right behind the Forkers. I know your office overlooks, and that's how you notice. Did you say at one stage that the people selling the drugs and the people buying the drugs got into a fight?
Well, you know, it's difficult to know who was who, but I mean, exactly, a fight broke out in any event, and this was on Tuesday, I think it was. Within about the space of 10 minutes, two fights broke out. It resulted in the two particular guys, the two victims in question, running in the opposite, you know, against the traffic, been chased down by these guys, and then they were knocked to the ground, they were kicked, they were beaten. It turned out later on, we subsequently found out that the first guy actually was stabbed. You know, so you've got these guys who are, you know, behaving in a very menacing way on the bridge. They're openly dealing drugs and presumably carrying concealed weapons.
And Anthony, how did you find out this chap was stabbed?
Well, one of the guys actually in the office block where I work went down and he was talking to the guards about it.
And they said this one of them was stabbed in broad daylight.
In broad daylight.
Outside the forecourt.
Half two or three, I think, in the afternoon,
9 to 5 every day in open drugs market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Joseph, stay there, Anthony. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Joseph, what do you see on the quays in Dublin? Again, it's the same bridge, isn't it? A lot of people didn't know it was called the Donovan Rossa Bridge, where it's the bridge at the Four Courts, between the Four Courts and, Merchants Quay as well, and Dublin Civic Offices. They're the two landmarks, and you come down the hill from Christchurch. Am I right? I hope I'm right, yeah. And there's normally a chap standing at the traffic lights there with... He does a fire act, does he? Can I, Anthony or Joseph?
You see a juggler there sometimes,
a juggler with fire. It's an incredible idea, fair play to him. And he does the juggling act while the traffic is stopped. And then if people want to give him a few bob, just get out of him. But that's only, I'm trying to give it as a landmark more than anything else, that because I don't think many people know there's the Donovan Rossa Bridge. Joseph, what do you see on the Donovan Rossa Bridge?
Hi, Joe, nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, what do you see?
Well, just to clarify, this is an ongoing issue, Joe. I commute into the city on a daily basis for the last 3 years. And as long as I've been coming in, this has been a visible problem. Okay. Now, like your previous caller says, they do congregate on Donovan Bridge, generally towards the left-hand side of it. So the Riverbank Clinic is a couple of doors down on the left-hand side, and they seem to congregate generally in that area. Now, I was onto your producers and researchers earlier in the week, and I sent them on photos and videos of this in broad daylight. And I commute very early in the morning, so they're there from 8 o'clock in the morning. Some evenings I might leave late in the evening, and they're still there. You know, groups of 10 to 12, like the man said, they're hooded up, masked up. I mean, very intimidating looking, and it's, you know, clear for anyone to see. I mean, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of bystanders. It's certainly an area that need attention, you know.
The traffic comes down from Christchurch. It's one way. It comes down from Christchurch and goes from south to north across the bridge. And then it can either go turn onto the quays, which is take you 4 days then to get from the quays to O'Connor Bridge.
That's right.
Or you can actually cut up the side of the forecourt, cross the Lewis line, and then back into the fruit market. But why is the bridge relatively secluded in the fact?
Not in particular. Okay. I mean, I don't see what the significance would be for that location itself. Only for, generally speaking, you know, the people that occupy that vicinity from Houston Station up and the parks and the areas around the doorways. And I mean, that's the customer base right there. You know, I mean, they're there for a reason. You know, it's scary. The days of back street dealing is definitely gone. You know, it's very clear for anybody to see. Now, I'm up, usually on the upper deck of the buses, mm-hmm. and I can see I'm stuck in traffic. And, you know, you've got a couple of minutes there to really observe it. And it's shocking. It's blatant. It's clear to see.
Now, I don't want to put, but is it because it's located near to one of the biggest drugs rehabilitation projects in Dublin?
We can make assumptions on that, but
the Merchant's Quay there.
You'd imagine that's the main factor. I mean, it's very close to that area. I mean, you can see people shuffling across the road to these guys. They'll do their business and they shuffle back across again. You know, into oncoming traffic. I mean, I think anyone that's familiar with Dublin, you see that on a daily basis. People they're like zombies walking around. You know. That seems to be, you know, if there wasn't a market for them there, they wouldn't be there, you know.
Any sense, Anthony, that in the fights that you're witnessing on that bridge, is any sense that people are being arrested?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I've certainly seen the guards come up and, you know, they searched them and I would imagine they take some of them away. But you know, as I say, it doesn't really seem to make any difference to the overall problem because things just seem to go on as normal once the Gardaí go away. And I think really what's needed is a very heavy Garda presence in that area. You know, you need to make life uncomfortable for these guys. These guys are intimidating people. I know, you know, that people, for example, who travel from south side to north side to work around that kind of general area will not use that bridge. Young women in particular will not use that bridge. They feel very intimidated by it. And I can understand why. I mean, yesterday, for example, I was crossing it myself around about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And these guys pegged a bottle across at some fella, and it just missed me by a couple of feet and smashed underground. So you can understand why people don't want to use that bridge. But, you know, these guys need to be intimidated out of there and harassed out of there by the Gardaí.
Because it's happening the other way, isn't it? People are being intimidated. Is there any CC? We're right beside Dublin Civic Offices, which is the, among other things, the control centre for Dublin traffic. That's where all the hedgehog of CCTV cameras around the city, that's where the screens are. Is there a CCTV on that bridge? It must be, for traffic
purposes. I'm not sure about that.
Else.
But, you know, as your other caller that says there, you know, they're well masked and, you know, they're not really visible. They can keep their faces hidden if they want. But you just need to make sure that there are Gardaí there pretty much all the time on the beat. If somebody, you know, if two guards pass by, you know, in one particular time, then two more should be coming by a half an hour later and just make life very uncomfortable for them because it really is getting out of control. I mean, this is a problem, as your other caller said, that has been going on for quite some time. We're all used to it in this particular area where we work. But lately, I say in the last 12 to 18 months, I have seen it become much more in your face. It's much more aggressive. You know, and you just can't avoid it. I leave work sometimes, you know, around about 5-6 o'clock. Mm. One particular day I'm walking down the quays and there's a guy shooting up in a doorwell. You know, and this type of thing should not be happening in our capital city. It's a place that's very, very attractive for tourists. They come to see the Four Courts, they come to see Christchurch, the Guinness Storehouse, etc. And this is going on in broad daylight in front of everybody. And it needs to be stamped out.
But as we've heard before, Anthony, it seems to be going on all over the country. If you've listened, just recalling callers to Liveline over the last few months, the various towns. Robert, you were in Tralee in County Kerry.
That's right, John Joe, last Saturday.
Yeah.
And what happens, 5 in the evening, and just noticed one young fella, he kind of fitted a profile that I was just watching him. He just caught my eye.
Okay.
And within about 3 or 4 minutes of looking at him, Joe, a couple came up to him and they exchanged packages and money.
So they were selling something illegal?
He was selling, and a couple came up and bought off him.
Mm-hmm.
100%, literally 20 feet away from me. And that's literally within 100 yards of the Garda station, Joe.
CCTV?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I'd say, in my opinion, I'd say it's because he was about 14 years old. I'd say they're just ignoring us. I was disgusted, Joe, to be honest. It's just the first time I ever saw it happening.
And did you mention it to anybody, Robert?
I mentioned it to the businessman that we were in a certain premises, and I mentioned him, and he said, that's nothing new, he said.
So it's rampant in Tralee. We heard about it in Navan. Just examples of places that it's... and it's a group, Joseph, you think of around a dozen people.
Yeah, there can be. I mean, early in the morning, it might be 4 to 5, but the numbers will fluctuate throughout the day. Just in regards to your last caller, and the age profile of these guys, I mean, these aren't kids, these aren't teenagers. Yeah, yeah. You know, these are guys in their 20s and 30s. You know, I'm sure they're known to the Gardaí at this point. You know, they know who's who. But if you look at them, the way they set up, you know, there's always going to be a lookout on one end of the bridge or the other. And I've seen them disperse. If a patrol has come up the quay, you can see them disperse. They go in different directions. You know, so they have it down to a finger. They can be so brave in a bunch. Obviously, the repercussions aren't to deter.
Okay, on Donovan Rossa Bridge in Dublin, Four Courts, Dublin Civic Offices. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. What? I was on the way on the Lewis yesterday into town.
Yeah.
And we just passed Houston Station.
Okay.
And just ready to go across the Liffey. And we saw these two lads, two sets of lads, four lads. One fella handing over money and the fella giving him something. And the other fella rooting in his pocket. They looked like the two of them were together about 2 feet apart. In broad daylight, a lady sitting beside me, and we both looked at each other and we thought, what is the world coming to when they have so much freedom to do this? In broad daylight, not a care in the world. It's incredible, isn't it, what the world has come to, you know? Sad, really.
And we've had stories like that from the boardwalk, from various other parts of the city and various other parts of the country as well.
I mean, this is 11:15 yesterday morning. No problem to them at all. Didn't even seem to be looking around them, you know, wasn't even furtive or anything.
And I should also mention there's a school on the other side as well behind Merchants Quay, fantastic school.
Yeah, no, this is just, the Lewis had just left Houston Station and was going to cross over then to go up the quays, the far side. You know, we hadn't crossed, it was on the corner there, where you might go down to park behind Houston, you know, there.
Okay.
Very sad though. Sad, we thought. Anyway,
indeed.
Thanks, Joe.
You're here. Thanks, Mary.
Wonderful.
Thanks, indeed.
God bless.
God bless you too. And Joseph, 51551Joe@rt.ie.